Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of AFK Discussions Podcast. This is your host, Phil. I am here with Jason and Ty. This is the New Year special. Before we get into it, you can follow us at AFK Discussions on Gmail. That's the email. That's how you email us. But you can also follow us at AFK Discussions on Instagram. And if you're following us on Facebook, that's AFK Discussions Podcast. Let's start with Ty. Ty, how was your Christmas? How are you?
Ah, man, it was good, Phil. It was good. Baby's first Christmas. I got sick the day after Christmas, so, you know, at least I wasn't sick on Christmas. I was sort of feeling it a little bit at the tail end of, like, Christmas Day. But, yeah, we had the in-laws come over. We had the good Christmas breakfast. Everybody opened their gifts. I got the classic socks for Dad, which was pretty cool. So I'm officially a dad now that I've started my sock collection. But yeah, man, Elias got a lot of cool stuff, and he's got some high chairs and some activity centers and some new reading material. Man, let me tell you something. The kids' books, like, they, like, there's been a couple that made me, like, tear up while I'm, like, reading them too. I'm like, this is, because it's stuff like, thank God for Daddy. And it's like, it's very wholesome is what it is, right? And it kind of just gets me right in the feels. But, yeah, man, it was pretty good. How about you? How was your Christmas?
Awesome, man. Yeah, can't complain. Spent a lot of time with family. No first Christmases or anything like that. Like, it sounds like an amazing experience that you guys had together. But, you know, just a normal, quiet Christmas with family. You know, that's pretty much about it. A lot of time off from work. Working on exploring with Phil. Trying to catch up. Do other things. That's pretty much about it. But what about you, Jason?
Yo, it's been crazy. You know, all the kids, hundreds and hundreds of toys, not really hundreds, but a lot of toys. Man, it was crazy. You know, good. I got a new, like, head shaver thing. It's called the Freebird, and it's legit, dude. Seriously, because I usually shave with a razor, like a straight razor, not a straight razor, but, you know, like a Bic razor or whatever. And this thing is, I mean, it's awesome. You can use it in the shower, you can use it wherever, but I mean, I've never had such a close shave with something that's not a razor, but it's awesome. And I got this really cool thing I was telling you guys beforehand, the Encyclopedia of the Paranormal. My wife got it kind of as a gag gift, but man, this thing is incredible. She got it at five below, and it was like $5. Man, it is awesome. I mean, you just flip this thing open, you got lizard people, you got lake monsters, you got Bigfoot, you got psychics, you got, let's see, what is one? Cursed dynasties. It's got, like, everything in it. It's crazy. But, yeah, we may be hitting some of those topics soon.
Yeah, hell yeah. That sounds awesome. That's a gift that keeps on giving, literally, because it's like, I don't know how big that book is, but it sounds like a pretty big book. So, I mean, that's quite the plethora of knowledge to go through for sure.
Yeah, it is.
We need content. Turn to page 127.
Yeah.
In your paranormal textbooks.
Yeah. Just for argument's sake, but, what is on page 127 right now?
Let's see. 127.
I'm so curious. What if it's psychics?
Ghostly experiences. Like, seriously, it's the first page. Wow. First page of ghostly experiences.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
What a call out. What a call out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The only thing that would be better if just underneath it was like haunted places, Elkmont Campground.
Here,
that would be crazy.
That would be wild. I'm like, all right, guys, that's the episode. Happy New Year. We'll see you next week.
This is the foreword to this. It says, we think of times as the ultimate force in life and the reason we eventually die. But frequent sightings of ghosts suggest that after death, part of us will linger here on Earth, haunting houses, film studios, and ships, and even turning up in photographs. The dead seem to stay. Some people have even experienced time slips, suggesting that our universe is not such fixed.
Quantum mechanics or something.
Yeah. After all, so yeah. Reading's hard.
That is super interesting.
Reading is very hard. Okay. But yeah, it's a really good book. Really interesting.
But that's awesome.
Another thing that happened, so we were like, so I have this like bonus room, right? It's got like a TV and couches and stuff. And I had my desk in there and it's downstairs. Whenever people walk above me, it like creaks and stuff, you know? And it was really not a great place to do the podcast. So I was talking to my wife. I was like, you know, I need to do something about this because it just is not the best place to record. And if we're going to restart doing two episodes a day, then we're going to have to record earlier and the kids will be up running around and I'll just hear.
Two episodes a day?
No, you know, recording two episodes for 2 weeks. In a day.
Two episodes a day. I was like, dude, you're gonna be a busy boy, Jason.
I'm a full-time podcaster.
I'll see you on Sunday.
600 episodes a year. That would be a feat. Like, I don't know what the world record is, but that'd be a feat.
Yeah. So my daughter Leia, her room was kind of small, anyways, and so we moved her into my son's room. And we moved Rory over to the bonus room. And I was thinking the bonus room was huge. I mean, Ty, you've seen it where my desk used to be. But actually, once we put the bed in there and stuff, it's actually not much bigger than his room was already. Especially, we're going to build a closet. So it's going to be smaller. But I'm upstairs now. And I think it sounds better in here. I got some soundproofing going on. So it kind of deadens the sound. It's not like a big, huge room anymore. And, I don't know. I'm liking it. I think it's pretty cool. And if you guys want to see pictures, go to Instagram.
There you go. And where can people find that, Jason?
On Instagram.com. AFK discussions.
There you go. Yep.
On Instagram.com.
www.instagram.com/AFK discussions. There it is. That's how you find it. That's
the
World Wide Web. Yeah. What is this World Wide Web?
I don't know. It sounds like there's giant spiders somewhere.
Yeah. It reminds me of, do you guys ever see, I think it was the Today Show or one of those shows. There's like Katie Couric and someone else. I can't remember now. But they're talking about like when the internet first came out and they're talking about like web addresses and stuff. And they're talking about www and they're like, World Wide Web. I don't understand any of this. This is just a fad. No one's going to do this, you know, like.
Yeah.
It was just funny, you know, just like people describing something. They have no idea what it is. It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's literally like a different universe inside of our universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. Well, especially like think about how many young kids now don't even know what that is, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day. We would exchange AIM names.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I'd be like, hey, girl. I'd like a girl in my home ec class. I'd be like, hey, girl, what's your AIM? And she'd be like, yeah, it's Pimpette 14.
Yeah.
And then I'd get home, hit that dial up real quick. Pimpette 14. Hey, are you there? She'd be like, I'm here.
Dude.
Dude, that's crazy, man. Before like MySpace and before Facebook, it was AIM, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys still remember your usernames?
I do.
Yeah. Your screen names?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was 5iron 1884.
That's awesome.
That's mine. Yeah.
I was big into martial arts. I was big into martial arts back then. I was taking kung fu, so. And I was also straight edge, if anybody knows what straight edge is.
Sure, absolutely.
So, you know, the one thing of straight edge is you put X's on your hands. So it was X and then chi, like the, you know, your internal life force in yep. martial arts. And then X. So X, chi, X. And everyone called me nice. X chicks. What's X chicks? I was like, it's not chicks.
Well, if it makes it, I think. A lot of my first usernames were Ty Ty Cool Guy because like my cousins always used to call me Ty Ty back in the day. But when people would read it, they'd be like, Titty Cool Guy. What the hell is this?
You'd be like, that's not what it says.
Yeah, dude. And so, but yeah, dude, man, how far we've come with technology. Yeah,
I know. Man. Hey, guys, real Absolutely. Quick. Before we continue on with the show, I've got to tell you a really funny story about my son. So he's starting to get into the, like the, you know, lingo that all the teenagers do now, you know, like the, it's, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous, but of course, you know, back in the day, my parents probably thought the way I talked was ridiculous. He's like, Dad, if you want to get a girl's attention, you rub her face and you go, Riz. I'm like, Riz, what's that? And I looked up, Riz is like supposed to be like a good guy or, you know, you're good or you're, you know.
Riz is kind of like game.
Yeah. And then he goes, you know, remember he used to call he said that what they call him our money. We were at church and he was actually telling Tony. He said they call me the Rizzler.
Oh my god. That's so funny because it reminds me of, have you guys ever seen, I watched a movie yesterday with my wife. It's called Good Boys.
Yeah.
Yes. The Good Boys is awesome. Yeah. It's very good. It is so
funny. And they did such a good job at actually capturing like things sixth graders would say.
Yeah. And there was
like,
definitely.
There was at like one point where they're trying to like learn how to kiss. And they look at some erotic videos, and the kids go, "Man, even adults don't know how to kiss." He was looking at her butthole the whole time. I was like, "Jeez, dude."
That's probably the funniest movie in the last honestly 10 years now, because I think that came out in 2016, maybe.
It's really good.
But even now that's a long time ago now. But yeah, that's a great movie. I love that movie.
That's cool.
But Rory could have been in that movie, I think.
Yeah. Dude, he's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
So dude, I wanted to really, really quick get into this past year, 2023. What do you think some of the highlights of our past episodes this year were?
That's a good question. I don't know, man. I would say there's different versions of highlight, right? Like maybe it was me coming back to the podcast after my son was born, or maybe it was Tony being on the show, right? Because he has a pretty big podcast.
Yeah,
and,
yep.
But like I think like it would depend on like a couple of different factors. But I mean, because didn't we have Brad on the show earlier this year, too?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I can't remember what episode that was.
I love Brad. I like having Brad on. And then also, we did our first ghost hunt with Phil this year, right? Or was that last year?
Yeah, no, this year. It was this year, right? Yeah, this past year was so weird. It felt like 2 years worth of stuff in 1 year.
Yeah, like, so Phil came down and we did our first ghost hunt, our first like actual YouTube video for the channel that did really well. And then, you know, technically we knew last year that Phil was going to be a co-host end of last year. Right. So that's another thing. I feel like it's been a pretty big year for the podcast in general. I don't think I could select one thing.
Yeah, is it so crazy to think we've been doing this a year and a half? That's insane.
Which,
to me, you know?
That's crazy to me. That is actually crazy that we've been doing it that long.
Yeah, and I think
time flies, man. Time flies.
Yeah. And I think Tony told me that, like, if you make it past like a year, then, you know, it's all good. You know, the first year of podcasting is the hardest because that's when most people just give up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. For sure. Or anything really, YouTube or any sort of thing where you have, it takes a lot of like time and effort to put something into where you don't. See, because with podcasting or YouTuber or any sort of content like that, sometimes you don't see results right away.
Yeah.
And I think that is the most disheartening thing for some people. You know, man, because I mean? Some people think like, you know, like, yeah, cause some people want like immediate success overnight, like, yeah. You know, with thousands of likes and all this stuff. And it's like, dude, you have to build your, you know, it just takes time.
Yeah.
But I think most people don't realize that.
I think, yes. Too, it's good to do it with someone you're friends with. Because I've tried to quit like multiple times. And like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. We're good at this. No, we can do it. We can do it. And I was like, all right, fine, you know. And we keep chugging along and things keep growing. And like if it had just been me solo, right? Like I'd have been like, I'm not going to do this anymore.
And guys,
I think that it would be easy to give up like if you're just doing it by yourself.
Yeah. And guys, you think he's kidding around, but that's facts, dude. He has quit. And I'm like, no, you can't.
It's been twice, actually.
Yeah.
It's been twice, dude. It's rough, man, because people don't realize like how much of a time commitment that something like this, coming up with topics, and like I think definitely when you first start doing it, and this is going to sound so weird, when you first start doing it, it's like so fun, and then like in the middle, it feels like work, and then after you get through that middle portion, it's fun again.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense? Like, it doesn't feel like as much as a chore as it does in the middle where, like, because you've been doing it for, like, 6 or 7 months, you feel like it's going kind of nowhere, but you feel like you're kind of just talking to yourselves and you're, like, forcing yourself to, like, kind of do it sometimes, you know? And then, boom, you hit, like, finally, it's like you bust through the darkness and you're like, dude, this is podcast land. I made it.
Yeah. Man, there was times I got so discouraged. Like I would look and there's nobody liking anything, which I mean is still like that on Instagram. Instagram is like, I don't know. We're just not taking off on Instagram. Facebook's a different story. But man, it's
probably because they don't know where to find us on Instagram.
We say it every week.
Discussions on Instagram.
And people are listening. I mean, we have listeners. I mean, the numbers say that we have listeners.
I was making a joke about the www.instagram.com.
Oh, okay. I got you.
They didn't know the full address. Now they do.
Now they do. No excuses, guys.
Yeah, / AFK discussion.
And I mean, I gave away like free t-shirts and only had like 3 people enter. You know, that's kind of disheartening too. I'm like, people are listening. Get a free shirt. Come on, guys. It's not a scam. We just want to give you something, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's rough. It's rough out here, guys. I mean, like I said, I'm lucky to have a friend like Jason that wouldn't let me quit.
Yeah.
Because I would have been
out. You've been out.
I would have regretted it after the fact.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But
well,
dude,
I'm glad you guys didn't because, you know, it's a good podcast. You guys get along and, you know, it seems like you guys both actually enjoy it. So that's what's one of the most important things to, like, keeping it going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because, like, yeah, like you said, it gets hard or you get frustrated sometimes or you're like, oh, I can't do this and you want to quit. But you always come back because, you know, you love doing it. So,
yeah. And
you
also,
know, and you love spending time together with buds talking about paranormal or whatever,
yeah.
You know?
100%. And also, I want to say, dude, when we first met you, Phil, it was like, I don't know, we just clicked, all three of us. It was like we had been friends forever. You know, it didn't seem weird or anything. Yeah. Like, you guys got in my car. I didn't know who you guys were. I mean, I talked to you a couple times on, you were on the show, and then, you know, on Instagram a few times we talked. But, I mean, I didn't really know you that well. But, I mean, we just like, it was like old friends, you know?
It didn't feel forced at all. It was definitely really natural.
No, and it was such an awesome time. Even from the jump, you know, like, yeah, just hopping in, immediately started talking about, I don't even know what, just a bunch of different things, you know, throughout, you know, driving around and then going to Cade's Cove and, you know, Elkmont, and yeah, dude, it was just it was awesome from the start, even from the first episode. Was I on here this year for the first time?
No, that was last year.
Or was
no,
that late that was last year. Late last year?
Yeah.
Okay. You were one. No, you were one of our first guests.
Guests, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's
I think you were after Brad, or maybe even before Brad. I don't know.
I think you guys maybe had an episode or two out before me, maybe.
I was going to log on to Apple Podcasts, but I can't because I don't have a cellular device.
Oh, no, let me see. I'll go right now. Yeah, because now that you say that, I think you are right, which is even crazier that we've known each other that long. It's like always longer than you think.
You are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, number 6.
Number 6.
Yep.
Yeah, 11, 13, 22.
Yep.
That was the first time.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, right? Time flies, man.
It does.
Who would have thought it was more than a year ago now, we would have already hung out twice in real life in Tennessee.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's so strange. Or like I've already done, well, me and Jay's have done, God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 videos, I think, together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, at least on my end. Yeah. On my end. Like, obviously you guys have a few less than that.
Gosh,
but
I still need to produce mine.
Yeah. Speaking of Elkmont, did you find all your footage and all that?
Yeah, I think I got it. I just need to sit down and put it all together. Gotcha. It's frustrating because, you know, the camera kept shutting down on me and there's clips that are only like a few seconds long, and I don't know. I got frustrated with it and I haven't gone back to it. I need to put it out.
And it was, at least for me, it was like an hour and 40 minutes worth of footage or something.
Yeah.
So you were probably in and around that. So that's a lot of footage to go through for sure.
Yeah. And I was thinking about just maybe putting it all out there, not doing any editing, just like the raw footage, and let it, like when the camera cuts off, let it cut off. And, you know, then I'll, you know, say camera shut down and then, you know, start it back up when I started the camera, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I'm interested to see if there's any EVPs on your footage.
Yeah. I can't hear the EVPs like you. And actually, Brooks and I were talking about that the other day. He's like, man, Phil, how does he hear all those? And guys, he's like, I was watching the video and I'm like, I can hear it, but I would not have been able to hear that. You know, it's so crazy how you can find EVP. You're like the EVP magnet. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I don't know how, but yeah, it's just. I think it's just repetition, I think. And then like I said, as soon as I hear a disturbance, any sort of something that's out of the ordinary, I'll always go back and listen to it again.
Yeah.
And so even if you move your hand and it sounds like it makes a weird noise, I'll go back and listen to it just because I'm like, what was that? And then I'm like, okay, it was a zipper sound. Then I keep on going. So yeah. I think that's the key is when you're listening. I mean, you have to be active listening too. Because, like I said, I think the last time I was on, I've missed EVPs before. And then even going through the best of footage, I missed an EVP that I was like, oh, man, there's a voice there. And I'm like, damn, how did I not see that or hear that? But, yeah, so, like, you have to just be actively listening and then look for any, like, disturbance. And obviously, like, turn the volume up as loud as it can be. Because most EVPs are going to be, like, whispers or, mostly whispers for the most part. You get a few that are really loud, but for the most part, it's whispers and just like, you know, their voice is there. But yeah, it's a process for sure.
Definitely a process, man. I'm still learning.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like just like podcasting, it's you just have to kind of like learn as you go along, and no one really kind of shows you. You just kind of have to like even like. Before recording this episode, we're trying to figure out what's going on with the mics. Why is it they sound, you know what I mean? So it's all just like trying to figure things out on the fly. And then, you know, basically.
Yeah.
And then once you figure things out and you're like, oh, okay. And then, you know, then you try to tackle the next thing you don't understand.
Yeah, definitely. So, speaking of investigations, I know we had talked about it, But I'm really wanting to come up there and come to the Hukamuck and like find out what is up with the Hukamuck Swamp, dude. Because you know, it just seems so creepy, such a creepy place. All that, I mean, that whole area up there. You know, you got the Conjuring House not too far away, and just it seems like the whole area, the all of the land is just bizarre. You know.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, for the most part, most of the places I go that have some sort of like haunted lore to them, more often than not, they are actually haunted, you know, which is very strange about like the Bridgewater Triangle in general, or just Massachusetts in general. You know, it's just, it's an old place, you know, there's a lot of history here, and there's obviously a lot of like spiritual energy here and hauntings and a lot of just weird things, especially the Hukamuck. Yeah. And that would be incredible to have you here. Cause we do as much as we could, obviously. We do the Hukamuck at least. And then there's many other spots that are like very close by in the Bridgewater Triangle itself that we could easily check out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the Witching Tree, the Freetown State Forest, you know, there's an endless number of places we could go for sure.
And plus gosh, what is the witch trials place? What is it called?
Salem.
Salem, yeah.
Salem.
Dude, that
Salem's
like
got a whole other vibe. Other vibe up there for sure. Now, was it... You guys haven't been to Salem, right?
No, I've never been.
Okay. So yeah, I've been to Salem for work. I've never actually done a video up there. I want to do a video up there. I know of a spot where they allegedly hung some the witches during the witchcraft trials and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually still like accessible apparently, and it's just like a piece of woods kind of deal. So I was like, oh man, this would be a perfect place to like investigate, because you know a lot of people will go to like the historical places, the Seven Gables house, a lot of the like the more famous things you've probably seen on TV and stuff like that. Where I was like, I bet if we went to the where they hung them and the gallows and stuff, I bet we get some stuff over there for sure.
I don't doubt it. I mean, that seems
I don't even know if anyone's even done that video. So like, I always like going to places that people have never done before or don't think to go to because,
yeah.
I mean, I think if you're the first person to ghost hunt somewhere, that's probably, it's got to lead to great evidence for sure.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
Anyway.
And guys, do not steal our idea. Don't steal it.
Yeah. Now I have to go there this Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Dude, 2024 is going to be, I think, crazy. It just seems like, I don't know, all the like spiritual energy or something, demonic forces, whatever you want to call it, is just like ramping up. I don't know. I mean, does anybody else feel that way? I mean, it's just, it's different. Like there's more UFO sightings there. I mean, definitely, I think like hauntings and stuff are on the rise. Bigfoot sightings, dogman sightings. I mean, it's all just like ramping up. I mean, you can't go on like Instagram or TikTok or something without seeing somebody posting something about a Bigfoot or seeing a giant or, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know.
I think the world could come to an end any day now.
Dude, for real.
Honestly, that's how I feel a lot of the times. I don't know if it's just like our current, you know, climate. Like, I think our current economic climate has a lot to do with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The effects that it's had on even our community, right, Jason? Like,
yeah,
I feel like that paired with just war after threat after, like, I feel like we're always on the cusp of war, you know, with wars happening, right? Like, when I say we, obviously I mean America, but like, I feel like a war could pop off any day. I feel like the economy could collapse any day. I feel like, I don't know, man. I just feel like you better have a way to protect your family and your things. You know,
that's yeah,
kind of where I'm at with it. But as far as like paranormal goes, I don't know. I think you're probably in more circles than me.
Yeah, you're as far as that but goes. Also you're, so I'm over talking you, but I'm sorry. You're a skeptic, as you know, everyone knows, but you know. Yeah, I could see why you're like, I don't know about paranormal, you know, and I'm like, it's happening, you know.
But as far as conspiracy theories go, man, I think we're prime for an event.
Yeah.
I think we're overdue. And you know, thank God we haven't heard of much of this, right? But I feel like we haven't heard much about school shootings and stuff, so hopefully those are on the decline.
Yeah.
I know that 2023 and basically all the 2020s were a hard year. Didn't Nashville happen in 2023?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully that's on the decline, but
one thing that's got me worried
are on a decline.
Yeah, one thing that has me worried is all the immigrants, not necessarily from Mexico, but there's other immigrants, like I think Chinese nationals, and all of them are trying to, like, or they're not trying, they are crossing the border through Mexico, like, illegally. And I saw a thing on the news where they're just pretty much like just letting them through, not stopping them at all. I think that's kind of crazy. Who knows what kind of terrorist cell or anybody could just come through, you know?
Or any government, you know, like you said, the Chinese. We had up in Maine, there was a report of the Maine Wire, Steve Robinson. Shout out to Steve. He's a great reporter, great guy. But he had a report that there's all these Chinese nationalists that own all these like houses up in Maine, and mm-hmm. they're like literally, you know, just regular houses, right? But they're actually grow houses for all these different like marijuana manufacturing places or whatever owned mm-hmm. by China. And so they're like just literally like buying up houses and using them to like grow marijuana in. I mean, like legal, like, well, I guess technically you're not supposed to be growing like that in a residential home, like commercially like that. So they're not technically supposed to be doing it, but they are doing it. And so it's like, if they have that sort of a deal going on in some random place in Maine, then they probably have that going on in other places as well. You know, just trying to make money underhandedly, basically by like skirting around regulations and that sort of thing, it seems like.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, that kind of stuff, that coming through the border, that kind of stuff could be part of that kind of stuff too, because it's harder to trace if they come over the border, like, and no one knows where they are, you know, obviously. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's any number of people that could come over through those migrants, including migrants.
Yeah.
We're in Massachusetts, we're a sanctuary state. So, we've been feeling the brunt of that for sure.
Yeah.
In my town specifically, we have, a hotel, and I won't get political with it, but I'll just tell you the facts of it. So we have a hotel where, migrants are now, and, I forget how many of them are, but they've been there for at least 6 or 7 months. And the town, voters didn't know this has happened, but the town did it without the town's permission. They gave away all of the emergency supplies that was set aside for the town to the people. And then including like, they get like X amount of money a month or whatever, all this other stuff. So it's very, very, it's very interesting, because they shipped all these people to like sanctuary states. And so that's how like it looks like in my state, or at least where I live. So it's just, that's kind of like where these people go after they like cross the border, at least the migrant ones that they gather up and put on buses and stuff. Like, I'm sure you guys might have seen on the news, like in Texas, they did that. They like put them on the bus or whatever. So yeah, they end up in like Massachusetts, and then they get brought to like a town and a hotel, and the state is literally paying for these hotels and the food. And they give them money. They give them cell phones. A lot, actually.
Yeah.
But the problem is, the our state specifically is like, we don't have any more money to like support. Same thing with New York City, very similar, because they're like, hey, like obviously, because who has enough money to support? And New York City alone, isn't it like 600,000 people?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's way more than that.
Or even more than that. So, like, that's a lot of people. Like, in Massachusetts, it's a much smaller state. But still, with the money that they're talking, that they've already spent and the money that they're going to continue to spend if nothing happens and they don't figure some sort of solution out for these people, it's going to be in the billions of dollars for Massachusetts alone.
Yeah.
New York City's population is 8.4 million.
Wow, that's crazy.
Like, yeah, so way higher than the numbers you just said.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really high.
Yeah, so like, yeah, so it's a, like that whole thing is a crazy thing that's been happening. Because that's just like another add-on to like the already strained cost of groceries, the cost of living, the cost of everything, really, right? I mean,
yeah, it's
at least that's what hurts everybody the most, I feel. At least me, it's like the cost of everything is just like so much now that you're like, damn, like I got a raise.
Just to live. Just to live.
You get a raise and you're like, oh, well, my raise isn't really doing anything. I have no extra money than I had 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, inflation is the number one killer right now. But yeah,
too, and I feel like a lot of businesses are just struggling. I feel like retail isn't doing as well as it did, and like obviously it's not because the consumer spirit is like crushed, right? People can't buy houses, student loans are killing people, cars are more expensive than they've ever been. Of course, consumerism is down, and retailers are struggling, and that results in layoffs and no raises and no promotions, which then exacerbates the entire situation because you have a year like 2023 where inflation is at an all-time high in America over the course of America's lifetime. And I didn't get a raise this year, and Jason got laid off, and and like, right, like, so it's just exacerbating the entire situation and just making it worse. So I don't know how people make it. I'm definitely glad that, you know, we don't pay for childcare. We bought a house before 2023. Both our cars are paid off. Like I told my wife all the time, I feel like we just kind of got lucky in the economic climate as it sits now to where we're actually quite, you know, comfortable, right? We're able to afford everything we need to afford and still, you know, go to the movies or do activities and things like that. And I feel like a lot of people, obviously Americans, a lot of Americans aren't able to do those sorts of things right now, which is really sad, to be honest. But I think there's a lot of contributing factors, but I think what you were talking about is a big one, depending on what state you live in.
Yeah. Do you know what's crazy is you were talking about, you know, how, you know, everything's just more expensive for us to go to McDonald's. I'm not kidding. It's like $60 for a family of five to go to McDonald's. That's crazy.
A small fry is $2.79. I went there probably like 3-4 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And I ordered like a double cheeseburger, a small fry, and something else. He was like, okay, your total is like $9 and some change. I said, wait a minute. I said a small fry, not a large. He goes, that is a small. I'm like, wait, what? I got to the window, I said, how much is a small fry? He said $2.79. Oh my God. My jaw hit the floor. $3. After tax for a small fry, dude. That's crazy.
But you know what's crazy? We went to Texas Roadhouse, and we ate there for only about $10 more than what we pay at McDonald's. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Dude, it's insane.
That's crazy. Insane.
Yeah.
And the quality of food is like
completely different.
But shout out to Texas Roadhouse. You need to sponsor AFK Discussions. We love your steak.
Yeah, right.
I feel like that's pretty cheap. We went to me and my wife went to Blue Moose with some friends today for dinner. And it was after tip, it was like $67. So like basically $70 for two people to go out.
Yeah.
I got eight wings and street corn. She got a burger and fries. And then I guess what kind of got us, we both got a cocktail. But man, still that's so expensive for two people. Just for like, I don't remember. I think I took Caitlin, our first date was at the Melting Pot, and I think I paid like $80. And for those of you who don't know what the Melting Pot is, kind of like a Ruth's Chris experience. You cook your own food and fondue, and there's like steak and lobster, and you know, there's like a romantic course with like chocolates and strawberries, and it's like a whole experience, right? It's kind of what you're paying for. And you know, I used to be like, man, that's so expensive. And it's like, dude, we can't even go to Blue Moose, get a couple of drinks and eat a burger and wings and watch the game for less than $70.
Yeah, It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane, guys, dude.
Do you know what? So you just said, you know, you guys going out. So guess what tomorrow is, guys?
The second.
It's my and Tiffany's 15-year wedding anniversary. Isn't that crazy?
Congratulations.
Somebody hit the applause button. Where is that thing?
Yeah, do you have the applause button, Jake?
I think I do. Hold on. Let me see. Where's that? 15-year wedding anniversary. Oh, it's too quiet. There we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
There they are. That's the live studio audience who just decided to participate for the first time.
In a year and a half of
podcast. Thanks, guys.
We've been building it up.
We could get real radio with it. Give me a second. Where's that? Is it right there? 15 years. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. That's such a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Are you guys going to go out for dinner? Speaking of expensive dinners, are you guys going to go for dinner? What are you going to do?
Yeah, we'll probably go out for dinner. My brother-in-law will probably watch the kids, and we'll go do something. I don't know what yet. I was talking to her tonight. I was like, what do you want to do? Because, I mean, it's Tuesday. We're not going to go out during the week, so probably be...
Something romantic.
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, dude. Hey, not bad, man. I love Chick-fil-A.
It is good, but I don't know. There's a couple of places that, you know, we like to go. We're big on the Asian food, so, you know, maybe some tuk-tuk. I don't know.
Tuk-tuk is so good, man. Underrated. If you live in the Knoxville area and you do not eat tuk-tuk, you are missing out, dude. And it's so affordable compared to, like, there's a Thai fusion place in Maryville. Drunken Noodle at that place is $25. At tuk-tuk, it's $10. Shout out to tuk-tuk.
Wow, yeah, that's a deal. That's a deal.
Yeah, so. Have you tried the Korean barbecue place?
I have. It's really good. But it is kind of expensive. But we got the, you know, they have that all you can eat. Like, they just keep bringing the meat out. That's so good.
Are you talking about Brasario's?
No. At the Korean barbecue place. Barbecue?
Yeah. That's what I always get. I always just get the unlimited. It's like $26 a person.
Yeah.
Get that beef bulgogi.
Oh, gosh. So good.
Unlimited rice, house-made sriracha. Oof.
Nice. That sounds pretty good.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So let me ask you guys this. What do you think, either one of these two, right? What is one weird thing that you think will happen in 2024? It could be paranormal. It could be conspiracy. It can be end of the world. It can be anything you want. And then what is a personal goal for 2024? Hit me, Phil. You're up first. Go.
Okay. This year, I will catch a full body apparition on camera somehow.
Oof.
Whether that's like a shadow or, you know, something that's not supposed to be there, or something. That would be incredible. And then a personal goal. Let's see. I hope that AFK discussions and Exploring with Phil both double their viewership and listenership this year. That's what my goal is.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
You got me using these buttons now.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Ty?
I think that there will be a pivot in the world powers this year.
Really?
I think there's going to be a huge sway in the powers that be that govern this world. Obviously not the people that sit in the dark room and write the script for everyone to follow, but the world as we know it, I think. I don't think... Now, let me preface this. I love America. I served in the military. I love my community. I was a police officer. I love America. But I don't think America is the powerhouse that it used to be, and I think this year something's going to have to come to a head. So that's my conspiracy, and it might come in the form of conspiracy theory. Who knows? But and then the new one for the year, man. This one's a little bit more personal. Last year I hit the highest weight that I've ever weighed in my whole life. Got diagnosed with like sleep apnea and stuff, and so I'm in the gym, I'm eating right, and I want to get back to old Ty. That's physically. So that's my goal for, and I know that a lot of people are like, new year, new me, right? Like, yeah. But I want it to be new year, old me.
Yeah. So, well, I'm right there with
just
you.
To be healthier for my son. I think having a kid, it kind of opened your eyes to like, man, I don't want to be winded if they want to play. And like, I don't want to die before they graduate high school. And I don't want to get diabetes or, you know, if we go on a field trip, hey, daddy, why can't you ride this ride like so-and-so's daddy, right? Like, I don't want that to be the case for me. And I think that's what's really motivated me to lose some weight.
Yeah. So,
Hell yeah, those are some good goals, man.
Before I go to the my things, I'm going to piggyback off that. So, dude, gosh, remember, I was doing so good losing weight and stuff, and I had lost, like, what was it, 35 pounds? I was halfway to my goal of... you know, losing what I need to lose. But guess what? When you get laid off from work, you just start eating whatever. I've gained almost all my weight back, dude. It sucks so bad.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you get back on it, man.
Yeah. I need to get back on it.
It's rough, man. It's rough. Losing weight's hard for people who have never had to lose weight or never gotten bigger. Like, dude, it's rough.
Yeah. Yep. So I think, I know every year everyone says this, but I mean, I think that possibly this could be the year we have the disclosure for the UFOs or UAPs, whatever. I think finally, you know, something's going to break and someone's going to have to tell us what's really going on. I really feel like that's something that could happen next year. As far as a personal goal, just I need to get a job, not just any job, a really good job that, you know, someplace, you know, that will use my talents well. I've been doing a lot of freelance design work, which is really fun. I've really been grateful to have those jobs coming into me. It's been helping, you know, give us some extra money for Christmas and stuff. But you know, I just really need something and something good that's going to last me in, you know, another 24 years. Like I was at my previous employer. I do have a prospect on an intermediate job. It's going to be really cool. Cause I went down, it was Tiffany's idea. Cause she was like, you know, you were in there all the time. Go talk. So I love 5-Eleven tactical store. I buy a bunch of pants and all kinds of stuff. And I'm always down there. I go down there and just talk to people in the store, you know? And, Tiffany's like, why don't you ask them if they're hiring? So I ask and they're like, yeah, well, you know, we could probably use you and, you know, do some part-time stuff. So I may actually go and, work there and just to give me something to do until I find something else. Cause sitting at home is killing me, dude. It's excruciating. I said here is, and just like, you know, you get to the woe is me, you know, I'll never find a job. You get, you know, in your depression and it's killer, you know. I just need to get out and have something to do to keep me busy. And making money also is a good thing. So,
right.
But yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a good idea, you know, and you never know who you might come across in the store while you're, you know, doing your thing in there, you know, you may be there for a reason.
Yeah. But, the guy, the manager, I've been talking to him. He seems really cool. He said that there's a positioning opening up. He's just got to get the okay from, the upper management to post it. And he said, just, you know, I just have to come down and fill out an application. But it seems kind of like he was already like, hey, you know, yeah, you know, we got you kind of thing, you know? So
yeah, that's awesome. No, that's good news then. You know what I mean? Start 2024 on the right track.
Yeah. But I told Tiffany it's going to be bad because, you know, obviously you'll get a little bit of a discount on the clothes and stuff. And so that could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
So
Jay has a whole new wardrobe. He's never felt better, but That's he's right. made no money from his new job.
I've spent all the money from the new job.
But I look and feel great.
Yeah.
But the good news is for our listeners is our content for you guys is doubling this year.
Double.
It's doubling.
Yep. There we go.
You guys are going to start getting weekly content from me, Jason, and Phil. It'll be a combination of sometimes the three of us, sometimes two of us. Hopefully never just one of us. And you guys are going to get a lot more. I've almost said bang for your buck, but you guys don't pay for this. So you're going to get a lot more content, guys. Free content. Who doesn't like free content?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of cool stuff coming in 2024. I'm really excited, and I'm really thankful for you guys.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all the people that have been reaching out to us and just inviting us on their shows. That's really awesome, and it's really encouraging, and you know, really is just helps us go. Because I mean, it's like we want to invite people on our show, but when you get invited on a show, it seems like it's something special, you know, like, oh, they want to hear our stories. You know, this is awesome. So I just want to say thanks to all the people that have been reaching out to us. That's really incredible. But dude, I mean, I think we're going to wrap it up a little early because, you know, it is Monday night. Usually we record on Sundays. It's Monday. Ty's got to go back to work tomorrow, dude.
Oh, man. Don't remind me.
Phil's got to go to work tomorrow. You know, your boy Jason has to take his daughter to get a cast cut off her arm. Oh, did you know? I didn't tell you guys that. She broke her arm.
Ooh,
Evangeline broke
daughter?
Her arm.
Which daughter?
Evangeline.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it happened like... I've talked to you guys since then. I guess I just didn't bring it up. It's so funny, guys. I mean, it's not funny, but it's as a dad, it's like you're like, oh my god,
it's so funny.
To me, it's like, oh my god, I'm such an idiot. What did I do? Right. She wanted rollerblades, and we're planning on getting her some for Christmas. And then I was like, well, we were just thrift shopping because we like to go thrift stores and stuff. I always like to find like old guitars and you know stuff like that and fix them up. Kind of a little hobby of mine. But so we saw these rollerblades, and I was like, we can get these for her and, you know, see if she likes them before we buy some more. So literally took them. She put them on, rolled around in our like little basement, finished basement area. She was rolling around. I went upstairs, heard some screaming. Yep. She broke her arm like an hour after getting these rollerblades. And I'm like,
crazy.
I'm the worst dad ever because I should have been down there, but you know, I thought she had it. So,
yeah.
But it wasn't like she fell. She was trying to stand up and kind of slipped and hurt her arm. It was like more like a right above her wrist.
But, at least she's getting it off, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's more of a you know learning experience, and
yeah,
you know but she won't do it again, right?
Well, no, I mean she's ready to go rollerblading now. She wants some real skates. So. That's good for her. She's not giving up. She's going to keep going. So,
that can go one of two ways. They could either be like really super, like afraid to do it again, or like just get right back up there and you know do it again. Then they're good to go.
Yeah. So I mean, so there's going to be some new rollerblades coming in her future. So
nice.
Hopefully,
awesome.
She's not listening to this right now. Her room is literally right next door to me, so she probably heard everything I said. Actually, well, she's probably asleep. She was up all until like 4 a.m. at her friend's house. She went over to like a New Year's party, her first like New Year's sleepover. So she's probably already asleep. So yeah,
nice.
Maybe she didn't hear you.
Yeah, maybe.
Like Jason said, it's going to be a wham bam thank you ma'am for this first New Year's episode. Just a little quick check in. Yeah, just hit the horns. Just a little quick check-in on you know what to expect for the new year, how our year has been so crazy last year and how we've grown and made new friends and introduced a new co-host. And but yeah, guys, don't forget to like us, give us a review, comment on whatever podcast or catcher you're listening to right now. Listening to this podcast, we really appreciate it. Go check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We have a TikTok, There's some content on there for you. We don't put a lot of content on there, but there's content on there for you right now. So go check it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, 2024, here's to a good year, boys.
2024. And remember, that's www.instagram.com/AFK Discussions.
Give them the full address.
Oh, that's so awesome. And then you guys can find me, obviously you guys already know, but Exploring with Phil. This month, I'm taking the week of the 18th off, so no video that week, but there is a video this Thursday. It's back in the Huckamuck Swamp, starting off the new year in the Huckamuck Swamp. It's going to be absolutely incredible, but thanks again, guys. Thank you guys for having me as a co-host and as a host. This is going to be awesome. I'm excited for the new year, and I cannot wait to see where this takes us.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited, so pumped up. It's going to be an awesome year.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you have a good night, and I'll see you next week.
Peace.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Nice. Ripping through the ages, you are. I see through you and your time.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.